is basically Surat Maryam and Surat Taha. And this is the story of Maryam and Yahya and Isa, and the story of Musa and Harun. And the interesting thing about these stories, the Quran usually opens a surah by reminding us what this book is about. It's about guidance, it's from God, it's something that people did not know before the revelation of the Quran. So it shows the value of the words that we are led to and we are told to imbibe in our daily lives. And the end of Surah Maryam is the crescendo. And so the surah is like a symphony where you're hearing all the music and the different melodies and the different instruments, and then at the end is the moment where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to give you that message that will last you for a lifetime. And this particular verse, it to me was the crescendo of Surat Maryam. And A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. It's verse ayah number 96. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. And what this is telling us is that God is promising, is making, is establishing for us, for those who are attaining to faith and doing righteous deeds. So that's the condition, that we are working to increase our faith, not just through prayer, but through action. And usually you see amanu wa amilu salihat in tandem, that the faith and the work for righteousness is one and the same. And so for those people, Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, has endowed us with love. And to me, this is something that you have to ponder for a long time to really appreciate the magnitude and the weightiness of this verse, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you that force of love directly from Him. And when you do sujood, you think about how you were never in existence without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His thought of creating you and me and all of us. And so He is telling us that He will give us that love, which is wudda. And what's interesting about this verse, you know, many a time we read the commentaries and they're written by men. And so we get a paternal perspective on the Quran. But much of the Quran is also maternal. In other words, it can come from the perspective of a woman, because she understands what it means to love her child, which is in her womb. And Ar-Rahman, Rahim comes from the root word Rahim, which is the womb. So this gives you a very maternal understanding of the Quran and a very loving understanding. And it talks about love in the word wudda, and so, or wudud. And this is also in the Quran when it talks about in marriage, that God creates the muwadda, which is that endearing love. So this is the love that Allah is promising us that will last us for a lifetime. And it's the love that carries us through and should shape our actions and our behavior and our interaction with one another, and also the way we deal with others. And to me, this is a very powerful message that is the culmination of Surat Maryam. And if you go back, and just a few points about the surah as well, it's talking about Yahya and Isa alayhum as-salam, that they look to their parents with wabarran biwalidayhi. So this idea, it's not really just piety. I think piety is not the proper English word. Barra is more the reverence, the kindness, the way you honor your parents, that tenderness that you offer when your parents are in your presence. And so it mentions both this idea of that honoring of parents for Yahya in this ayah 14, and for Isa in surah in ayah 32. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي. So he's referring obviously to his mother. So Yahya is referring to his parents, even though his mother was barren. And Isa is referring to his mother, who was a virgin and had no father. So this idea of reverence and kindness and honoring and devotion is something that also we should aim for. Then we go to again towards the end of Surah Maryam, and it's talking about the way we should look at others who don't believe the way we believe. And their actions also are not part of our system of belief and actions. It's not our lifestyle. So those who have different lifestyles for us and who may not believe in the last day, who may not believe in God, it tells us not to be haste to call down God's punishment upon them, for we but number the number of their days. So our job is not to be in haste for the punishment. Remember Nuh alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam, how many decades, indeed centuries, that they were involved in trying to work with their people to no avail, yet they were very tender until the end, when God had decided on requiting those who were very evil. But the idea for us is that we should not look in haste towards the day of reckoning. This is, number one, God's domain. Number two, we should work to rehabilitate people or reform people or to reason with people in changing their ways. And in doing so, it is out of that kindness and love for humanity. As God loves us, we extend that love to humanity. And so we should endure that and work towards that change. And then when we go to Surah Taha, which is about Musa and Harun alayhum as-salam, that even there, as God is telling them to go and talk to the worst oppressor in history at that time, the Pharaoh, it's telling them, you two go fakula lahu qawlan layyinan. Go, the two of you, and speak to him in a mild manner. Be soft-spoken. Why? So that he might bethink himself, or at least be filled with apprehension. And so even to the oppressor, we have that mercy that from Ar-Rahman towards everyone, to say there is a potential for change, even though if their actions at this time are to the contrary, our job is to deliver the message in the most acceptable and understandable way, so that at least people will think. And if they don't change, maybe the audience that is listening to this dialogue between these prophets and the oppressor, and the same for us today in our discussion with those who are tyrants of the world and tyrants even in our own country, we speak to them in a thoughtful way, so that even if they don't change, at least the audience sees the value of our message. Then, in addition to that, the Quran tells us later on in the Quran, in another juz, but I think it's related to this, it asks us to pray for forgiveness to those who don't believe in the last day. So that is the character of the mu'min in terms of our relation with others, not to be judgmental, because that is God's domain, but to be kind and just and loving in our approach towards humanity. And then, as it refers to Musa alayhi salam, the last verse I want to touch upon here, this verse is talking about the story, obviously, of Musa when he was taken and sent down the river by his mother and sister, and as his sister guided him to be in the hands of Pharaoh's wife and was taken care of at that time. But the most important thing here is the last part of this ayah, and where God says, "And thus early I spread mine own love over thee, and this in order that you might be formed under mine eye." To be formed under the eye of God, under mine eye, is a very endearing way of looking. I've been told, in my upbringing, when somebody says Ayuni, this is a very endearing term. Oh, my eye. I never understood what that meant. But when I read this verse, it tells me exactly what it means. This is under the love of God and under the protection of God. And so many times when we talk about religion, we unfortunately characterize or mischaracterize God as like someone who is hiding in the bushes and ready to clobber us if we make a mistake, and to thump us. It's just the opposite, that this is a loving God, a merciful God. And in believing in that merciful God, we hope that it shapes us to be merciful towards other human beings. So this is how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mentored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by giving him the story of two pairs, the story of John and Jesus in Surah Maryam, and the story of Musa and Harun in Surah Taha, so that these towering figures who are exemplary among the messengers of God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they shaped the way the Prophet looked towards his people. And we all know about so many stories where the Prophet offered forgiveness. He would not be punitive, he would be forgiving. He was not harsh, he was kind. And he would offer clemency even when he returned to Mecca and dealt with the people who tried to kill him. And this is the lesson that I think we can learn from that. And if we aim for these ideals, if we aim for this perfection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala represents, then on the way, maybe we achieve excellence in doing so. Even though we are human and we have human weaknesses and shortcomings, this is still some ideal that we should strive for. And it is definitely a jihad worth pursuing in terms of inculcating these important values that are taught to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Quran and through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as the end of Surah Taha ends, Fasbir ala ma yaqulun, be patient and be perseverant against what they say about us. I think this is very applicable to us at this time. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.